Cops. Cops, cops, cops. I'm not going to run this red light right behind this cop. Why does your team hate you? They're... Gunfights are hectic. Imagine how keyed up and fucking on edge a game like that can make you. I imagine being in an actual gunfight or actual gun-related confrontation. A kill-or-be-killed situation, or one that might become one. That must be terrifying. I've had guns pointed at me before, but it's never felt quite like that, I guess. Someone brought it up on Twitter. I'd forgotten, that this was the time of year for it. But they're right. 20 days until the gathering of the Juggalos. And you're all going, right? You got your tickets, your VIP passes. It's Oklahoma this year, I'm told. So, billboard here for the Emoji Movie, and it says, meet poop, as a picture of a poop emoji, not even like the real poop emoji, just like their interpretation of it, like they drew, you know, because they can't use apples, they can't use the Android, you know. Second generation of classic. Weather for Texas, here they come. Shane reaches a mile and misses. Meat poop, it says. These are split-second decisions. They're making an emoji movie. They made, I mean, it's done, right? I mean, it has to be done by now. It's coming out soon. It took me an hour to decide if I wanted a hamburger or pizza for lunch today. So, you know, split-second decisions are not.
That's rough.
Yeah.
There's some great food here in Estes Park.
I know it.
It's hard picking.
I actually sort of got lost on purpose today. I went into the little downtown area over there. And I actually was just really looking for something to drink, and I just kind of got started meandering around. And you can find all kinds of little treasure troves in this town if you start meandering a little bit. Kim McKibben.
I do like to meander.
Reese Harris, Boyd, Texas. Final two teams, and the final two ropers in the team rope in the section. Right now they're winning over the 5-2 world champions, Matt Sherwood and Walt Woodard in the number one spot. That might be a kind of a fun interview for TwistedRodeo.com.
It would be. I hadn't just written a story about T-Rope.
Good point.
You know?
By the way, and I always say this when Ted joins us, but if you're not checking out TwistedRodeo.com and you're a rodeo fan on a regular basis, you're missing out. Headshot doesn't fit. Well, it's a pretty Palomino horse, but it's not going to matter. It's a bad time.
Always put a positive spin.
You know, you always got to put a positive spin on it somehow or another.
Tomorrow night, it featured James Crow.
Overall, I guess I feel, like, pretty indifferent about the existence of an emoji movie. I don't care. Like, I feel like that's probably bad, right? Like, as a society, to a person, we should feel this desire to rise up and, like, kind of crush whatever would lead to something like that happening, right? I mean, emojis, yeah, emojis are all right. There's no problem with them. They are what it is. They serve a purpose. It's fine. They're fine. But, like, just imagine the, like, that is some fucking Coupon the Movie level fucking darkness right there. The idea that a fucking emoji movie is being made. Well, emojis are fucking incredibly popular. Everyone uses them. Wish I was green light this movie. We gotta get this movie made. All the emojis are hot. What if you got a Juggalos the movie? I mean, yes, that's Big Money Rustlers, that's Big Money Hustlers. I understand that he's not here now, but somewhere, I'm sure that there are documentaries about the phenomenon of Insane Clown Posse fandom. Yeah, I don't know, but that's like the push and pull I feel about that whole thing. Is like, really? I don't give a shit. Like, fucking whatever. Fine, make it. I don't That's, I don't think I'll see it. I probably won't see the Emoji Movie. You never know, but I probably will not see it. With reality and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days. Because see, that's the child I was. What made me the man I am today. But sometimes I do think, like you said, is it bad that indifference is... You're never gonna make it where you're gonna. Should there be more direct outrage and disgust and fucking desire to fucking... tear that shit apart. And you see your whole universe all over again and again.
Yeah. Classic hip hop. Record and the equipment to play the bomb are intended ultimately to give you pleasure.
Thank you.
ZZ on a nigga, King like BB on you, nigga. Yeah, wrong with champagne pee. If it wasn't for the struggle, then I wouldn't be me. Call me Deuce or Dose, anything but broke. Got my aim from the scope, got the game by the throat. Okay, popped up on me by
surprise. I got different patches and shit.
Yeah, that's a newer one. That was
that shit was for that. Yo. So, Buck, you know, this ain't your first rodeo, and you've had past projects. You've been a part of some great. Your catalog is really great, even as a soloist. Even your feature game is really good. What are these things that keep you inspired?
Just the fact that secretly on the low, I'm like the GTL, the go-to. Go to me.
Fuck, I gotta ask you this. What you think of the pot?
Do you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even really see because I didn't really see all of it. I've seen spurts and stuff.
You watch the bootleg? I watched the bootleg, I'm not gonna lie.
I can't, you know, because I'ma big it up just for it happening. Right. But one is real hard because or you can, you know, me and Pac, we was cool before he passed, and I know a lot of stuff that.
I think that's an understatement saying that though. You guys were like really, really cool. Like,
I mean,
trips out to LA. Like,
well, we lived in his house. Like we lived together
in his house. He you gotta make that clear though. There's a lot of youngins that don't know that.
Yeah, like you know, my daughter, you know, a lot of times they go to the Instagram and they'll look at Pac bigging me up and being like, yo, my man Buckshot, like, mm-hmm. Very few people at that time, Pac didn't want nobody close to him because everybody was like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for whatever reason, real recognized real, you know what I mean? And I always got a chance to work with some of the best, and Pac was one of them. And like I said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That movie was, it looked like it might have been cool, but mm-hmm.
It didn't really.
I thought it was better than the Biggie movie.
That's what, you know what? Like I said, I big him up for just doing the movies, period, mm-hmm. to keep the legacies alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Period. But you know how Hollywood is. They got to cut and squeeze.
They got to do everything.
They do
in
so
that
much stuff.
Two-hour sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
By the time,
Let me ask
imagine
you.
Imagine if they made, like, one of these hip-hop movies, like, I'm talking about the big budget ones, and they showed, like, the real, like, so then he went to college radio station, and Stretch Armstrong said he couldn't come in the room, and then, like, can you imagine, like, the real shit?
Yeah.
They have to make it, like,
they have to cut it down. But
imagine if the Stretch and Bob didn't have the Nas, the Jay-Z, the Biggie. You know, that's a very strong point, you know what I mean? For it to be, so people in Milwaukee knows, oh, I care about Nas, let me see this documentary about a radio show. So they have to make these in such a way.
Yeah, to make it appeal. No question.
Coming up as I guess I'm gonna ask as a high schooler, did you gravitate to everybody in school, or you was just in your little circle? And I'm asking that for another reason.
I was always on some. I only hung with a few people.
Yeah,
you know, and I like that. That was a dope backup, right? Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Uh huh.
Who was cool? I'm cool, you know, with also, but
yeah, you was just rolling with your own clique.
Yeah, I was just rolling my own.
And coming being a guy from Brooklyn, and you. The crew wasn't really part of the mess of the East Coast West Coast scene. That's kind of like what I appreciated too. That it had nothing. It was irrelevant. You know, you got Pac and y'all was hanging legit.
Can we rephrase that? Because I hate how you just said it. There was no East Coast West Coast thing.
Well,
it was about 10 artists that were beefing with each other because of different reasons.
But that's true though.
Yes, it is. I know, but that wasn't the way.
There was like Mobb Deep, Nas, Jay, and Jay never really said anything. But there's a group of people that were like not.
That's why we got together.
Group of West Coast artists that were mad at a couple cats here.
But that was, to be honest with you, I know what both of y'all saying. So that to be some people.
Am I more right than he is?
That's the reason why we got together to make the One Nation album.
Right.
To make it clear.
Thank you, Buck, because I wanted to play this. And I was waiting for a way to get back to us because he went somewhere else. But here we are. Tupac Buckshot, man. I got my show back, guys. Flip.
Now it's time for retaliation, perpetrate and get your punished. How could you cross the nigga that put food inside the stomach? Watch that. Point the pussy out the ground, down the basement. Past the stresses, never learn your lessons in this deadly war. Let's explore the possibilities of peace killing me. Head on busted over the street, nigga. I trust the jailers. Hold the finger, knew this nigga for eternity. My deepest soul's figure, he can turn on me.
So many issues from niggas close to me, I wonder how I lose them. Mainly cause I put them on the podium before me. I used to think that's how it should be, until them niggas cross me in different now. Bitches waited till I got cold and told the bold face lie. But still I never ask why. I keep stepping with my weapon on cue, cause now I got my eye on you. My former crew, remember how you do. Now you want to pursue the BD Brock just because you're jealous of some jealous fuck.
Like a person inside his own destiny, yes. And in this judgment there is no mortality.
Serious XM.
wanna sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
Boys to Men.
You know what I'm saying? Then I said, all right, fellas, let me see what you can do. And then
smile. All right, Michael Bivins, we will show you what we can do.
See if this one.
Gym band in the world, is it five?
Yes.
Gotta get him a gold buckle.
Gotta get him a gold buckle.
50,000 miles and keep going.
The burn is no good. You pay for what you need and you leave the rich. They should never have taken the
dump it off to this.
Look, look, look. I got Term in the background. Niggas get smacked down. You already know.
We are partying in the
classic. No, this is the instrumental, just so you know.
This is the.
Wait, you listen to instrumental or listen to Buckshot Live?
Aight. When the body the track, say goodbye to the track. Niggas get smacked.
Look, little nigga, your flow was aight. Got a few shows and your dough was aight. One question, though, how you know what I like? You said that flow you spit, I love it, know that it's tight. Word, motherfucking bird with no wings. Fuck a boss, put your record out, your shit won't sting. My honeycomb is for Heinz and Chrome. Lick shots while she lick shot, I'll be in the zone. And when I bone, it's for thugs and harmony. Media at the crossroads, hopping in the palm, Marley. Cranny, Bacardi, bananas, I'm sorry, I got a habit to teach rappers to think I'm retarded. Yeah, your nigga gets smacked constantly. Buckshot in the back, who running with me? Yeah, that's my nigga term. Smack motherfuckers who close to the germ. Yeah, I mean the germ matters in the gun. Nigga get smacked, I'm on matters the sun. Yeah, we from Crown Heights. Motherfuckers get smacked out they light. Smacked out they back, smacked out they spine. Niggas get jealous cause they can't fuck with mine. I've been in the game way past the 9-9. I've been in the game since 1993. So grimy and see. Yeah, that's who got the pops. Yeah, who got the blocks? That's Buckshot. Yeah, Black Moon. Told y'all niggas I'll be back soon. What?
Buckshot.
Classic. Yeah.
Classic material.
Emergence. The album out right now. Go get it if you ain't got it.
Can't even sell this. What's your Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram is _ Kenny Marcellus _. Let me spell it for y'all. KennyMarcellus. Twitter is Kenny Marcellus _. And I got my SoundCloud. That's Knowledge_Knows. That's KNOWLEDGE_ KNOWS.
Now, Buck, before y'all get out of here, you know, we did the DJ premiere event at Betsy Head Park this past Sunday. The intern rocked. He brought out Group Home. He brought out Fame. He brought out Inspector Deck. It was real dope. Okay. Nice and smooth. So I seen Bernadette, right? Mrs. Price. And I seen little Sean Price. And I had a talk.
So my brother.
There was a little controversy for a second because I put up this thing on Instagram, right? And it was just, I was like, yo, wait till you hear the Sean P album. And it was a picture of the Sean P file on my computer. So somehow they thought the album leaked. They didn't. You know me, I get what I need to get. So there was a whole thing. And then Prodigy passed. And then they kind of like just, everything calmed down.
Back to back.
And it's been a crazy couple weeks, man. So I seen Bernadette and I was like, listen, she's like, don't even say anything. She's like, I trust you. But like, yo, that takes me to say, I've been listening to the Sean P album a lot, man. These people are going to be so happy when it drops.
Oh, man. That's another thing, man.
August
8th. I miss him because I know that he just be, he love good music, man. Good hip hop. Sean love good lyrics. He love good beats and you already know, like, that's how you get down. If you was some whack bullshit, you already know, man. So they definitely gonna love the album, man, when the album drop too.
I gotta shout out Bernadette and, you know, Duck Down and everybody involved for just, the album sounds big, bro.
Yeah, real thunderous.
So
again,
Sean,
man.
So Sean. I don't want to give anything away, but, like, just the surprise.
Yo, if you know Sean, the way you said it, it's so Sean. It's like, you know, Ruck is the same person who pulled out his wallet, pulled out a whole bunch of cheese, and was like, yo, I got the cheese. Yo, I got mad cheese, yo. Stupid.
Literal cheese.
Literally, he was spreading. He was making the cheese go like money, too. Somehow, some way, it was spreading like, with like bread. He was like, yo, I got that cheese, nigga. Like, so.
A wild guy.
Yeah, man, he's a wild guy, man. So, yeah, everybody, you know,
it's
everybody
wild.
Waiting, man. You know, shout out to Prodigy, too. Somehow, some way, I'm always blessed to have that position. I spoke to Havoc 2 days. No, I think a day before it actually happened. He had called me. He had called me because he saw Drew High, you know. So, and sometimes I do too much, you know. So he had called me to be, to, you know, like, yo, you good? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, maintain, take it easy, whatever. And then that happened. I was fucked up. So I called him the next day. You know, yo, man, this is the reason why I tell brothers, man,
enjoy it, live it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because don't feel no way. Just love it, enjoy it, live it, take every moment and run with it. You know what I'm saying?
And love yours too, man. Like, you know, that's, I love that J. Cole song, because it's just like, yo, love your people, show them love when they're here. Because a lot of people pass away, and the people that haven't talked to them that long are like, yo, that was my man. I'm sure it was, but it's like, yo, let the people know why they're here, that they mean something.
Yeah, or don't wait for a lot of people. Don't wait, like don't wait till they're gone to rock with they
appreciate
them. You know what I'm saying?
Support too.
Yeah, the support. So it's like, that's why everything in my path from whoever, a good production, good music, anything that I can help and promote, or I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. As long as it's, you know, anytime, it's whatever I can do, I'm going to do it.
Another thing I would say too that reminds me, I'm not saying no names. I'm just saying some people drop and that can go. It could be someone major, someone independent, someone R&B, hip-hop, whatever. And people just dick ride it real quick. And everybody's talking about it and all this shit. And they don't support their, like, good friends that are doing the same thing. I feel like if you put half the support you did to someone you don't even know in your Instagram, in your Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, on a conversation on a daily basis, everybody would be well off. But instead, you know, all the wealth in hip hop is usually put to one place because people gas shit up. Not gas it up, but people put more attention on someone they don't know than the people they know that can support.
I got a site, like, not to go over, yeah, my site, right? I created it. It's a platform, officialbuckshot.com. That's where, you know, visually, if you want to see more of Kenny, again, you can go there and see, you know, Kenny and, you know, but that's, I created that platform for everything that's on the come up, mm-hmm. right? Or for the people that is not getting that particular light the way either they used to, or, you know, sir, brothers that don't actually have an opportunity or a platform to get heard or to get seen, when they go there, people are sleeping at first. And then it grew from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. So eventually, it will be every other platform that people sleep on. Like, mm-hmm. Worldstar was a joke until it really, really so blew up.
Videos of people getting their heads cut off. Rest in peace, Q, though. Q built something that, whether you hate it or love it, he did something nobody else did. So rest in peace, that dude.
Yeah, Q was my man. You know what I'm saying?
He came back to him.
You know, I ain't see it. So shout out to all my INCNs, all my Haitians out there. Thanks. You know? But yeah, man, So when you go on officialbuckshot.com, it'll give you everything in one thing from Kenny.
Everything, like, in one thing.
His Instagram, his Twitter,
so
everything
you,
in
so
one place.
Wait a minute. You posted, right? Links, yeah, to... Hang on. Back this up.
It's the way...
Tell me about this platform.
That's just so legit. Like, mm-hmm. Once you click
on members, you click my name, like, it literally shows all my videos. Like, you can click it and watch it from the website right there.
You can just watch the videos from the website. It's all right there.
It's like YouTube links right there.
It's YouTube links right there.
It got, like, basically a click of a button from anything I got, like Twitter, Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's Buckshot right there, B. You don't expect anything less right there, B. He's a general, B.
It's a platform.
We all appreciate y'all, man. You know what it is. It's family.
I appreciate you for having us up here tonight, brother.
Emergence is out right now. We'll support that.
Thank you, big. But thank you, Static, you know what I'm saying, for having us. And you know.
I'm going to flex tonight. ECQ. I'm going to do some projects.
You can go into the website and you can push on things, and it's all right there.
ECQ? Night, so I got to get cut.
He's there?
I'm saying
it. I'm going to edit on this.
Your term. Yo, Static. Going for the party. Ooh, Sean Price, goddamn, this you my brother, man.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this.
head, buffalo, still calling, I'm nervous. You fall for the service, you fall on your face. Shut your shit back, stop calling this case. Now I'm moving your space, cause I'm out of this world. And if I show what's on my plate, say goodbye to your girl. She really your bird, cause you give her the seeds, the lead. Now she expect the same shit from me. Please, use your needs for a stand. You got a big mouth, now who did you, my little man? That I sit on, so let my shit on red stools. The tools that I use, two hammers. One for the nail in the coffin, the next one is my app.
Personally, it's nothing personal. You send the herbs to me, I send the herbs to you. Clearly, it's that. Really, you whack, I'm actually one of the rappers that really can rap. I'm actually one of them clappers that actually strap. I'm actually running with African traffic and smack. I'm actually smacking the nap on free faculty jack. Exploiting the black, nigga nap, Cadillac rap. Think fuck, I'm fuck up your face. Fuck face, finger, fuck trigger, nigga, the eight. Good night, folks.
Static Selector, a.k.a. the East Coast Boom Bap Ambassador.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. East Coast Boom Bap Ambassador. Everyone knows. It's just fun to say.
Another future classic produced by Static Selector, the Shores. Listen up, fucker.
Static Selector.
NYC, left LAX with a bag of the THC. Straight wicked, nowadays I bounce.
Nobody wins when the family feels, but my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Fuck rap, crack cocaine, nah, we did that. Black owned bags, 100%. Black owned champagne, and we merrily eating off these streams.
And oh my God, I'm seeing you wanna be cocksucking pussy. Price was it's when the fry dies down. What the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be the guy.
The baby powder drill, I can't lose on that horse's rear end.
I'm sorry, what?
Capped on. Legs and strings the top front leg. Here's the tie. He's done. It's at 11 and 5. It's at 11 and 5. So Joe James from Rawlins, Wyoming is done with a time of 11 and 5 tonight. Not much changed here at the Rooftop Rodeo. The fastest time was Blaine Conkle with a 10-5. That'll put him fourth. Reese Reamer is winning the tie down roping. With a time of 8-4, Seth Hall is second with a 9-flat. Catfish Brown is third with a
7-2,
and Blaine Conkle is fourth with a time of 10-5. That's the tie-down roping here at the Rooftop Rodeo in Estes Park, Colorado. They're about to bring in the sponsor flags and get ready to turn the arena over to the ladies of the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Action will continue from Estes Park, Colorado. We'll be back in just a moment.
The NBA's newest rookie class steps onto the court for the first time when they play in the 2017 NBA Summer League. We'll be broadcasting live from Las Vegas and then bringing you the nightly rim-rocking tournament play-by-play action. NBA Radio's coverage from Las Vegas begins Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 207 XM 86 or listen anytime with the Sirius XM app.
If your vehicle sits outside all day in the hot sun, when you finally open the door, you're in for a surprise. Seats and a steering wheel that are too hot to touch. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Stay cool all summer long and keep your vehicle's interior protected from the sun's harmful rays with TechShade, custom fit for your car, truck, or SUV's windshield. Order WeatherTech's TechShade today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. Proudly precision made in America.
For filmmaking and lifelong love of the Beatles, director Ron Howard chronicled the band's touring years.
And Rusev comes in, and in fact, I think it's perfect, Bully. I think what you just laid out would be the absolute perfect way to go.
I mean, that's the way I would go about it. They probably won't go that way, which is totally cool. But like I said, it's totally cool. They have their way of doing things, and that's fine. And hopefully it works, because I want to see it work for Rusev, because I've always been a fan of him, and I think he deserves more. And I think he can be a top heel there. I mean, if you look at his body of work up until that, I guess that last match against Cena.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that WrestleMania 31.
I know a lot of the Twitter trolls like to go out there and go, oh, Cena kills guys' careers. Cena kills guys. He buries guys. Listen, Rusev was doing great up until that moment. Just because Rusev lost that match doesn't mean that Cena killed his career. That's ridiculous. It was the lack of follow-up with Rusev after that. That's what kind of hurt him. So I think they can breathe new life back into him right now.
Well, I understand in a way why people think that, though, Bully. And you're right. It all has to do with the follow-up. You can say that about everything. You and Larry were talking about New Japan. Great weekend. But let's see what the follow-up is. Slammiversary was very good for Impact Wrestling. Let's see what the follow-up is tonight. And I think that's the case with Rusev. But there is a line of people, and you could go as far back as Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 30, where it seems like when they lost to John Cena, there wasn't a good follow-up for when they lost that match.
But it's not John Cena burying guys. It's not like John Cena and Vince are sitting in a back room and going, okay, this is what we're going to do, John. You're going to win the match, and then we're going to bury this guy on purpose afterwards. It just doesn't happen like that. Sometimes guys get lost, you know, between the cracks in the process of creative. And I think it happened to Rusev. Now, listen, who knows? Maybe there was some backstage stuff going on. Maybe Vince woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe he just didn't see it in Rusev. Listen, this is the same. Vince McMahon is the same guy who said, don't ever put a microphone in Steve Austin's hands. So it's not like he hasn't been wrong before, you know, so maybe he's wrong on Rusev. I don't know. I'm just trying to give you all the different possible scenarios that played out as to why they never followed up on Rusev.
Yeah, and listen, you got to give John Cena credit. For all those people that think he just buries guys, let's look at the last, you know, four or five WrestleManias. You know, since that match with The Rock at WrestleMania 29, John Cena hasn't been close to the main event when it comes to a WrestleMania. So all those people thinking that he puts people down or there's victims that he has because he wants to get himself over, this guy hasn't been near a main event in a long time.
But if we use that logic, the Cena burying logic, shouldn't AJ Styles basically be on Skid Row right now?
It's true. He kind of made AJ Styles in the WWE.
There you go, man. So it just, things happen in wrestling, okay? And Rusev wasn't.
Things happen in wrestling. There you go.
At that point, hopefully, like I said, we get him back on track because I think he can be a really strong heel for the company, especially with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. I always get confused. Is he the Bulgarian brood or is he the Russian guy?
He's the Bulgarian brood.
Okay, so with all of the stuff going on in the world, I mean, I almost wish they would have kept him Russian, because what's going on now with Russia would have been great, great, great heat, but it's not necessarily PG heat, so who knows? What do I know?
Well, no, you know a lot, and that's why we have you on the show, but listen, I think you're right. I think when it comes to John Cena, hey, the fact that he's a free agent bully, the fact that you're going to see him on both shows, I think speaks volumes. Because that's telling you there's nobody else on the roster in the perception of the WWE like John Cena. John Cena's been the face of the franchise for over a decade. They obviously don't think they have that next guy, or else they wouldn't be using him on both shows.
There's no doubt. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes I believe that the WWE relies on some of their, you know, veteran talent entirely too much, as opposed to showing the faith in the guys that they have there now. Now, John is, you know, John's still in his prime. He can still go. He can still entertain. He can still put asses in seats. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. So from a business point of view and having options, I totally understand why they're going in this direction with Cena.
And listen, fair or unfair, unfortunately, John Cena's the picture of the PG era for the WWE. And a lot of people hate the PG era of the WWE. So there's always going to be those people that hate John Cena. But you and I both know this. If Hogan didn't come to the WWE in 83 and 84, if he was there now, he would be getting booed by half the crowd. I think it's more of the era that we're in than John Cena himself.
Well, I'll go back to, I never forget the first conversation we had, the whole Reigns thing, the whole, I asked you, why do you hate
Reigns? He called me a sheep, I remember.
Yeah, so I'll pose the same question to you, Alex, the Nation, why do you hate John Cena?
I don't hate John Cena. I'll say this. There's things about John Cena that I dislike. But
tell me.
The way he dresses, the jorts, the fact that he looks like a five-year-old, that makes me hate him. But I do not hate him in the ring. I love the big match feel he gives to matches. I love what he does outside the ring. And I'll be honest. And I swear to God, Bully, this is the truth. I have taken my daughter to wrestling events, and I've had grown men yell at me and throw things at me because I'm actually cheering John Cena. When I'm seeing him in the ring and I'm at a live arena, I fall into it. I love the guy. I'm cheering him. Are there things that annoy me? Absolutely. But I kind of buy in when John Cena's in the ring.
I think people look at Cena and they see a guy that is Teflon. He is the ultimate good guy. He has no faults. He never screws up. So he's almost too pristine. And in today's day and age, I think people want to see more faults, F-A-U-L-T-S, faults in other human beings. And with John, you just don't get that. I mean, the guy has granted more wishes to dying children than anybody else on the planet. He's the poster boy for just about everything in the WWE. The guy has no faults. And in the world we live in, I think that makes people hate him because they can't point the finger at him. They can't say, oh, well, John's a drug abuser. Oh, well, John's an alcoholic. Oh, well, John's a womanizer. Well, John's this. What can you say about the guy?
It's unbelievable. He's almost... That makes me hate him. What you're saying right now, that makes me hate him. 844-796-7874. I think it's a fascinating discussion because the 8 years that we've been on the air, there's been no more polarizing wrestler in the world that we love than John Cena. Do you love him? Do you hate him? Give us a call. 844-796-7874. And we're back right here on Busted Open.
I would listen to fucking Bubba Ray Dudley talk fucking his views on wrestling all the time. If you would put that other guy, the guy that's actually the host of the show, like, God, that's like the last thing I want to hear. Oh, wrestling. Okay. I'm gonna go.
Y'all have a good night.